Welcome once again to the Daring Adventures of Ditto.
Can I go back to gardening now?
When last we left our intrepid adventurer, he and Madame Jasmine had just defeated the dreaded Death Oni at the Tree of Life.
Yeah, we want to go back to gardening after that. Those snapdragons not nearly so scary.
As Ditto and Madame Jasmine are making their way back to the Great Jade Palace, Ditto gets a message from Professor Falmea, who wants to see him back at Ravenwood School at once.
Oh no, me didn't do my homework.
Well, what did you have to do?
Well, for history class, me need to finish a report on the Great Chicago Fire. For music class, I need to learn Come On Baby Light My Fire. And for cooking class, I need to finish my flambé recipe.
I'm sensing a theme here. Anything else?
Oh yeah, for math class, I need to do some long division homework.
Yep, definitely a theme. And the theme is you really need to do your homework.
Yeah, me know.
Once Ditto gets back to Ravenwood, Professor Falmea chastises him for neglecting his homework.
Aw.
And then gives him a huge, thick spellbook with a worn leather cover.
What that? A Mushu phone book?
This, Professor Falmea says, is your next spell.
Oh, so I drop a huge, heavy book on my opponent? Yeah, that would do some decent damage.
Professor Falmea rolls her eyes and threatens to set Ditto's fur on fire.
Oh, kidding. Me just kidding.
Professor Falmea explains that the next spell will be the most difficult and most powerful spell Ditto has ever learned, and that if done wrong, it could have dire consequences.
But the book is really big.
Ditto is set to his studies, a task that would take him...
Finished!
Finished? You couldn't even read through the back cover of the book that fast. How did you...
Just a fast reader, that's all.
You read the whole thing?
Yeah, definitely. Well, skimmed it, anyway.
You do know that you'll need this spell to finish your next daring adventure, right? Like, you'll definitely be defeated if you don't know it.
Oh, yeah, sure. I know it's... Well, I'm pretty sure I... Well, it's definitely, Okay, me go read the book now.
That's what I thought.
Wow, that's a big spell.
Professor Falmea looks over Ditto's work, brushes a bunch of cookie crumbs off of it, and rolls her eyes.
Hey, I eat when I'm studying.
You eat when you're breathing. Anyway, Professor Falmea finishes looking over Ditto's work and nods her head, giving him a C.
A C?
Minus.
Aw, well, okay, that's probably fair.
New spell in hand, Ditto passes through the spiral door and back to the lush green fields and bamboo-lined streets of Mushu. He and Madame Jasmine head to the Imperial Palace to rescue the Emperor.
Oh boy, here we go.
Ditto is handed a glowing vial of healing waters and heads up the marble stairs to the throne room. The doors swing open, and the Emperor lays there, appearing asleep. Ditto and Madame Jasmine walk quietly up to the bed, holding the glowing water.
So what me do? Just splash him with it, or...
The Emperor lets out a long gasp, and a cloud of emerald-green smoke leaves him, coalescing into a huge jade-green demon in the middle of the throne room. The jade only bellows a deafening roar.
Fool! Did you think I would give up this shell so easily? I am not like the other Oni. You have woken me only to make me stronger. This land is mine.
Oh, this not going to be good. We're totally going to end it here, aren't we?
Join us again next time for even more Daring Adventures of Ditto.
I knew it. I just knew it. And he is really mad. Me can tell.
Well, you did wake him up.
He totally sounded like Darth Vader, too, didn't he?
Totally.